The Faulty Logic of the Anti-School Choice Position by Corey Codell. The anti-school choice position is usually framed as a defense of public education, but at its core, what it really does is defend a particular way of assigning students to schools. Where you live determines where your children go to school. The strongest opponents of school choice oppose vouchers, charter schools, and inter-district open enrollment. In effect, they argue it is best if families have only one option, the public school assigned to them by their residential address. The problem with this argument is that it ignores a simple fact. Many families already exercise school choice by choosing where to live. Parents routinely pay higher housing costs or relocate to neighborhoods with schools they prefer. When a school develops a poor reputation, a nearby charter school is not required to siphon off enrollment. Families with the means to move often do exactly that. School choice is alive and well in the U.S. education system. It simply operates through the housing market. The real question, then, is not whether school choice should exist. It's which families get to participate. Families with financial resources already buy access to different schools through the housing market. Families without resources are frozen out. Policies such as charter schools, vouchers, and open enrollment do not create school choice. They expand school choice opportunities to families who cannot participate via the housing market. Seen this way, the anti-school choice position becomes much harder to defend. Opponents are not preserving a world without school choice. They are preserving a world in which meaningful school choice is available to some families while remaining out of reach for others. I'm not anti-public school. On the contrary, I want high-quality public schools to thrive. But I do not believe traditional public schools should be protected from competition by denying lower-income families the choices that wealthier families already enjoy. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.